Thanks for listening to the Adam Carolla Show on Podcast One.
Well, we play a rousing round of made-up movie with who better? Brian Grazer. So we'll play made-up movie with Brian Grazer. And, of course, the news. Brian's going to hang in and crack wise with that as well. First, blindsgalore.com. Over 2 million windows covered. Blindsgalore.com does one thing, and they do it better than anybody else. 100% custom window treatments built to your exact measurements. Blinds, shades, shutters, drapes, even blinds that connect to your smart home or Amazon Alexa device. Blinds Galore has it all. It's great. I have the remote ones in my bedroom. You charge them. I charge them like once a year and they just go up and down all year long. Work it from your wireless remote or hook it up to your Alexa. Anyway, we have it at home. I have it at the studio. I have it in the edit bays. It's all Blinds Galore. Drew has it in his new pool house. It's good stuff, man. And they have a new Build a Blind tool. Lets you create and customize your window treatment online. See how your blinds look before you buy. From start to finish, measuring, picking out, installing. It's all Blinds Galore. Right, Dawson?
Whether you need more privacy, to sleep in, to cool down, or just to fix up a room, BlindsGalore.com is just what you're looking for. Check them out and let them know Adam sent you. That's BlindsGalore.com.
Friday night in Portland, don't miss a live taping of CarCast with Adam Carolla, Matt DeAndrea, and special guest Mario Andretti. 6:30 p.m. Friday night at World of Speed Motorsports Museum in Portland. Get your tickets now at adamcarolla.com.
All right. Brian Grazer stepped out to shake the dew off the lily.
Take an important phone call, I'm sure.
He's taking an important
phone call. No, I really
call.
Don't know.
Oh, no, he is.
Oh, okay. Good for him.
How about your dad being in Zuma Beach?
Yeah, I didn't even know that. That was the first time I've heard of that.
And you call yourself a son?
I'm pretty sure it lasted one season, but it was like good-looking people living at the beach.
You can't see clips.
Yeah, it's. I just remember it was one more place I wasn't going to go as a kid.
Like you technically could
ironically,
have gone.
Ironically, 12 miles away.
Yeah. I know.
It was a TV movie, 1978. A fading rock singer goes to the beach to get away from it all and winds up getting involved in the lives of the teenage beachgoers.
Yeah.
Wow.
All right. So, Brian Grazer back in studio. Made up movie. The rules are... We get the title, and then we build the movie around the title. Mm-hmm. We'll hop online.
Oh, intro.
Oh, we have an intro. That's
this right. Fall.
Woo!
Adam Carolla finds love.
Shut that yitty mouth.
Made up movie.
All right. Thank God we did that. Alan 31, Phoenix.
Yeah, so I had an idea for a movie title. It was No More Talking.
Hmm. No More Talking. Brian, you have thoughts?
I have a place to start. You guys have to build this out. But Mr. Grazer, think about this. We need to get someone, I was going to say talk show host, but it needs to be a podcast host. That's the era we're living in, right? Mm-hmm. So like Christian Bale or someone, Matt Damon maybe, somebody who can really play, really stretch and play annoying. He's like a right wing, you know, like talk show host. He has a podcast. He's racially insensitive. Maybe he's insulting, you know, certain groups.
Mm-hmm.
And a very hot young actress, Awkwafina. She represents. She's a lesbian. She's in PETA. You know what I mean. Mm-hmm, she's mm-hmm. vegan.
She's woke.
She does not like this Christian Bale character, whoever this is. You know what mm-hmm. I mean. She finds out where he records from.
Mm-hmm.
Takes him hostage. Mm-hmm. Kind of like an Airheads. Kind of like what's the talk radio situation?
No More Talking. Yeah.
No More Talking.
Yeah.
She's like now we're gonna talk about things I want to talk about.
Uh-huh. So it's a cultural, a sort of nod to where we're at mm-hmm. culturally.
Yeah, we're
silencing
apart.
And
that's right.
The
and this guy's on Twitter. You know, he's always on you know, Fox News or whatever. He's on Twitter. He's, you know, he's riling mm-hmm. everyone up.
He's getting
she can't
desserts.
Handle it.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
She goes to all her meetings and they're always talking about him. Do you see what so-and-so
I'm
said?
I'm sure love is found at some point.
Maybe with an assistant? I don't know if between them. That might be tough.
It's always got to be between them.
Well, then maybe we can go by Adrian Barbier, like a Jesse Eisenberg, because maybe he's like, you know, he's got a punchable face.
Right. Brian, what do you think? Any thoughts?
Yeah, I think it's a great idea, but I probably would go Johnny Depp right now.
Okay.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's got a lot more tattoos than Christian Bale, and with all those tattoos, he is going to be able to – he's got a reason to be anonymous. He's got a reason to hide out and be like this singular entity in this odd place.
Can we
just off the coast of Fiji? Right.
Let me feed this one in
please,
a little bit.
Please.
He was a former sort of left leaning Air America kind of guy who couldn't get any traction. So we put on this persona of a kind of a Ben Shapiro, Rush Limbaugh,
sure, yeah.
And all of a sudden he blew up. Now he meets this woman who he does share politics with in reality, but
she hates him,
but he can't let his guard down. He can't be revealed as the hard left guy who was sort of stumbling around Air America, never gig to gig, never, because it is.
It's a you've got mail situation. They're made for each other, but she doesn't know it.
Because they can't, you really, it has been tried a number of times as sort of left-leaning talk radio, and it doesn't really work. Mm-hmm. It's all the Sean Hannitys that work. It's the harder right stuff that works. So he realizes at a certain point, he wants to cash a check, and he turns into a caricature of the hard right-leaning guy. But and he can't be exposed, revealed.
Kind of a Ripley's Believe It or Not or something.
Yes.
Right? Or what is it? Talented Mr. Ripley.
Oh, yes.
Talented Mr. Ripley.
I was thinking Matt Damon.
Becomes kind of like that, right?
Yep.
Now, you brought up Bale and Damon. I'm excited about this Ford v. Ferrari movie. I know you guys have Rush, which I loved Rush.
Oh, thanks.
What do you know about the Ford versus Ferrari stuff? It's coming out pretty soon.
I do. Yeah. I don't know much about it, although I think I can get it because a friend of mine at Disney now inherited it. But I'm guessing it's going to be really good.
Yeah.
I'm very interested. By the way, I saw your documentary where you had it was with Paul Newman.
Yeah.
I remember getting it, and I gave it to Tom Cruise.
Really? Tell Tom I have his racing suit and his helmet from when he raced with Newman back then. Oh, I'm glad you saw it.
Yeah, I did. So, where are we now in the story?
All right, hold on.
Well, this is a go picture.
This is a real movie now.
So he tried. He basically had. We have that whole scene where he kind of looks like Marc Maron with like the soul patch and the glasses, and he starts shaving it off.
Yeah.
And he starts doing it off. Yeah. We see him putting the American flag lapel on his thing. You see those weird, stupid hippie bead bracelets, whatever the stupid bead bracelets, the wooden bracelets all coming on.
And the Rolex.
The gold Rolex goes on.
Different colored cups.
Yeah, it's a whole montage scene where he's right. And at the end, we get the whole look at him with the hair, the pomade in the hair.
Strong jaw. Yep.
Strong jaw.
Bow tie.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's good.
Yes. Maybe challenges like he does a rap battle with Kanye. He does his one of these kinds of things.
I didn't see it going that way.
Yeah.
I think he does a rap battle, you know, with Kanye because he feels like now they're both vying for, you know, our president's point of view and trust.
Okay. Can you get Kanye?
You have that kind of juice?
Oh, I think I could. I could get him.
You could get Kanye?
Sure. Yeah, I could
Big
get
deal.
Him.
Okay.
Yeah. So I've known Kanye a long time. So we could get him in this thing. And I think two rappers fighting it out, but they're, instead of being liberal guys, you know, the guys from Atlanta and all that, these guys are real. Mm. They play the hard right, as you said, and they weaponize.
Do we see a role in here for Cruz? I mean, we've already established he's a big fan of mine after you handing him a Newman doc.
He could do like a Les Grossman thing for Tropic Thunder.
That's what I'm thinking about.
I think there's a role for Cruz. I mean, he's come back very strong with this most recent Mission Impossible.
Kind of a Roger Ailes kind of a thing where we put him in a big fat suit and stuff. You know, we really go against type. You know, something he can really sink his teeth into.
Yeah, then he fights Russell Crowe. Those two guys would be badass, wouldn't
they? We get Crowe in there. Yeah, we get
them all. I'm loving where this picture's going.
Cruz uncredited, people are going to be talking.
I think we get our friend Ari Emanuel, who owns the UFC, and puts these guys in the ring.
Yes,
it's good.
Why not?
Yes.
Forget about Justin Bieber and Tom Cruise. I think Russell Crowe and Tom Cruise.
A lot of promo
Justin
around
Bieber's
this movie.
Been challenging Tom Cruise to a UFC fight.
Yeah.
I wonder if we ever saw my doc
Bieber. Why would he see?
All right. You want to try another one?
That was good.
Yeah.
Gina, you got thoughts about line six?
Yeah, I think so. Mr. Grazer, you obviously do pieces that are sort of epic and sweeping and sort of think pieces.
Let's hear from the guy.
This might not be... Oh, I'm sorry. Please.
Price?
Yeah, Price.
Yes.
Yes. What is your title?
My title is Think Tank.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
So it seems like something that could be heady, but why go that direction? I'm thinking screwball comedy. This is a girl who is a swimsuit model, very vapid, always got by on her looks, still mm-hmm. kind of just doing that thing. Yeah. But she's finally getting to the point where she's sick of being disrespected. She's sick of just being loved for her body, and she can't take it anymore. She's not very smart. She's mm-hmm. taken night courses. They're not taking. Everybody kind of makes fun of her for being stupid. But one day she goes to a photo shoot. She sees a tank top. She puts it on. Suddenly, she's a genius IQ. This think tank becomes this sort of superhero cape for her.
Jason and his multicolored rainbow sherbert
Joseph
shirt.
Joseph and his amazing technicolor dreamcoat.
I'm not gay. I don't know.
But I think what happens is...
So there's magic in the
tank. There's magic in the tank, the think tank.
Oh, so it's like the mask.
Yes.
Like the female mask.
Yes, now she's
a genius.
That's
a real movie. That's a good movie. People would pay for that movie.
Thank
that's a theatrical.
You
that's
can
a,
have that, Mr. Grazer.
It's not a streamer. That's a theatrical release.
It's a wide release.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, man. That's IMAX.
Remember Weird Science?
The Incredible.
Yeah.
Kelly LeBrock.
Weird Science meets the Mask.
Yes.
It's Jason
today's
and
version.
His Technicolor multicoat there. Yeah. Yes, yeah, puts it on, and she all of a sudden she says indubitably, like right when she puts on, she doesn't even know what that
like
meant.
Flowers for Algernon,
right?
Maybe a Margot Robbie or someone is so stunning.
Margot Robbie's right, that's
like looking at the sun.
That's it,
right now.
Gina, all girls, like,
yeah, I feel
smart.
Good about it.
Yeah,
now what about her man? What about the relationship?
Oh, she outgrows him almost instantly, and she like goes for like the nerd type, right?
Right, because
like
she's now all of a sudden she's attracted to the intellect.
Exactly, she's evolved in other ways. Mm-hmm.
So we have Hemsworth.
And she's kicked him to the curb.
She's kicked him to the curb.
Maybe you go to John Malkovich.
An older guy.
Yeah, older guy. John Malkovich. Yeah. He knows how to sip the. He sips those espressos. And
you know Malkovich?
I have had a espresso with him. Actually, had a drink with him at the Chateau Marmont. That all makes sense, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. Yeah,
it all lines
I can picture
up.
You
totally.
Two there.
The best Mad Lib ever.
Can Chris Pratt put the weight back on and be like a high school teacher or something, a professor?
Ooh, yes.
Yeah. Oh, I like that.
Chris puts the weight on, and she's attracted to this guy.
The underdog.
Right.
I like that.
Teaching the night classes at the community college.
And he believed in her, even though she just wasn't getting it when she was taking these night courses.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I like
but
it.
But now what? Ooh.
Now Jonah Hill slips into this.
Where, you know Jonah?
Yeah. Know him. I do.
I'm just going to keep asking her if he brings his name up. At some point, somewhere around end of Act Two, things are going pretty good. Mm-hmm. She's smart.
Top of the world.
She just did a move where she performed like an emergency tracheotomy on somebody with a ballpoint pen. And everyone's like, how did you even know how to do that? The young kid's choking.
Yeah.
She just did it all.
Saved his life.
They're celebrating. She hoists the champagne. Someone hits her arm. It spills on the tank top.
No.
And we see it start to short out.
We do it in post.
Yeah.
You know, it starts to goes, and all of a sudden, it's like, she's not as smart anymore.
And you're like, give the toast. Margo, give the toast. You're like,
you guys.
To you all and to me.
I mean.
Right. She's back to dumb, and it's like, oh, my God, my powers.
I think I hear my pies burning.
Wow, like
but she
mask.
Learns through the love with Chris that she actually had it in her all the time.
Yeah, she was
he
at least 100
out. There's a montage where they're going over calculus.
Yes.
And she's drawing on the chalkboard and shaking his head.
Correcting his work.
Got a little Nutty Professor in that.
It was all along.
Think Tank. Very much.
That's that's a real movie. That'd be funny.
When you said she reached for a tank top, I wasn't with you then. That
I didn't
millisecond,
either.
But once the magical powers of putting that thing on,
it all came together.
Mm-hmm. Nice job.
Thank
all right,
you.
Let's bring it home.
For your consideration, Made Up Movie.
Stupid.
All right. Let's see. Let me hit.
Good.
Thank you.
I got Geico, and then we'll take a break and do some news with Brian Grazer. Everyone's got the to-do list. How about you add, save a bunch of money on your auto insurance. Just go to geico.com. 15 minutes, you could be saving 15% or more on your car insurance. Take that extra money, put it in your pocket. Be the most rewarding thing you do all day at Geico. That is at geico.com. All right, quick break. We'll come right back. Do the news with Brian Grazer.
Give me the news with Grad. News with Gino Grad. Breaking viral, all those crazy Trump tweets. Give me news with Gino Grad. Trouble in the Middle East. Celebrity drunk meltdowns. Need news with Gino Grad.
The news with Gina Grad.
Brian, I'll get you my next doc, which is the 24-hour war, which is Ford v. Ferrari, the real story about what went on over there at Le Mans, Europe, and how that battle really took place that the movie's about.
I'd love that. Really?
I think you'd like it.
Yeah. I would love it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm fascinated with that.
It's a very interesting story because it's kind of David and Goliath, but David was the favorite.
Mm.
Ford was Goliath.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Ferrari was David, but David won all the races and Ford didn't. So it's this weird thing of it's sort of in a weird way, it's kind of bombing of Pearl Harbor. It's like an awakening the sleeping giant. Like Ford wanted Ferrari. Ferrari insulted him and told him. Ferrari said, "Yeah, I'll sell you Ferrari for like $16 million." Ford was like, "Good, I'll buy Ferrari, and then we'll start winning." And then he threw him out of his office, and he basically was using Ford because he wanted to get an offer from Fiat, and he wanted to keep it in Italy. But he was just sort of telling Ford, "I'll sell it to you just to get some." Some excitement going, and then he threw him out of his office. And then, like America, after the Pearl Harbor, Ford went back to Dearborn and went, "Now it's war, and we have billions of dollars, and we're going to beat these guys." And that's basically that's
story. That's a great story.
And Ferrari's like a little boutique company. Like,
you think that's what this movie's about?
No.
Okay.
No, yeah, it is. That's the movie.
That is the movie.
Matt Damon is
Carol. But you have a documentary
that sort of explains the whole
came
thing.
Came out 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Oh, I want to see that. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I'll get you that.
Okay, thanks.
Sure. You like Blu-ray?
Sure. But couldn't I just get it on a service or no?
I think you could.
Okay.
All right, we'll work
make it
that
happen.
Let's work it out. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I want it, though.
Well, Dave Chappelle's new comedy special, Sticks and Stones, just dropped on Netflix. And Dave had a few things to say about society, about celebrity cancel culture when he kicked off by defending Michael Jackson, saying he doesn't believe Wade Robson and James Safechuck, the two accusers featured in the HBO documentary. He also goes on to do a few impressions, and one particular one seemed to catch the audience by surprise. And now, of course, everyone's using the word outrage and backlash and all this other crap. But this is one of the clips from the special.
I want to see if you can guess who it is I'm doing an impression of. All right, let me get into character. You got to guess who it is, though. Okay, here it goes. If you do anything wrong in your life, and I find out about it, I'm going to try to take everything away from you. And I don't care what I find out. It could be today, tomorrow, 15, 20 years from now. If I find out, you're fucking finished. Who's that? That's you.
Yeah,
that's
a good
what
line.
The audience sounds like to me. That's why I don't be coming out doing comedy all the time, because y'all niggas is the worst motherfuckers I've ever tried to entertain in my fucking life.
Oh, yeah.
So you can imagine people had thoughts.
It's always funny. If you go do a corporate gig and it's a convention for lawyers and you start going, "All lawyers are pariahs who don't deserve to live," they'll start laughing and cheering, which is always weird when you direct it at them. I watched most of it. You know, what he does is he kind of says the thing that's shocking, mm-hmm. and then he kind of doubles back with a joke on it, and then he kind of does a, "Did I just say that?" And he makes it sort of work, even though he says the thing that upsets everybody.
So he comments upon comments upon comments on it.
Yeah, he does it. There's a way to do it where you say it, you shock everyone, and then you kind of deconstruct mm-hmm. it a little bit. And it's also, he's Dave Chappelle. He gets a lot of, I'm not sure Ron Howard could get away with that.
That same speech?
Look, A, he's black, so he's in a little bit of a, you know, yes,
let's call him
intersectional world, and B, he's Dave Chappelle. You have to kind of earn your way to Dave Chappelle. And he's a comedian who's saying things that are edgy. And if you can laugh at him, you can laugh and disagree. There's nothing says you have to agree with comedians. You're allowed to just laugh at them. You don't have to go, oh, I can laugh and be against molestation. I've got that kind of range as a human being.
I'm so evolved.
Doesn't mean it's an endorsement for anything. You're allowed to have a laugh about it. He did a joke, Max Zapata. He did two. He said, I'll do two impressions. Yeah. He did one before it, and I didn't get it. I didn't get the joke.
Yeah, let's play it. We can play it.
Did you get the joke?
I did get it.
What was? Oh, well, we'll play it.
Yeah.
I was confused about it. By the way, the 24-hour war is up, and it's on Amazon Prime. Can you afford Amazon Prime?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. I'm just asking.
It could be north of like $4.99.
Yeah, it's not an insult. I know it's a write-off for you, but I'm just asking. Some people don't have the bread.
That's on the Imagine.
I don't want to assume you do, but you can afford it.
Yeah, I can afford
it. Okay, and it's a write-off.
So I'm going to take it.
Okay.
Yeah, I got
check it out on Amazon Prime. Beautiful. I'll give you a Blu-ray copy anyway. All right, here's the... He just said, I do two impressions, and this was the first one he did.
So in that spirit tonight, I thought I'd start my show a little differently. Tonight I'm going to do something that I'm not particularly good at, but that I like to do. Tonight I'm going to try some impressions out. I only got two. The first impression's kind of dumb, but I like it. This is my impression. You ready? This is my impression of the founding fathers of America when the Constitution was being written. You ready? Here it goes. Hurry up and finish that Constitution, nigger. I'm trying to get some sleep.
It's hilarious.
But what's he saying?
He said the slave, they farmed out all of their work to the slaves, so why wouldn't they farm this out?
Oh, so the slaves did it. Okay.
Well, I think my
the promise is he uses nigga like for everyone a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So he does it white people, black people, and everyone else. So
you don't know he's talking about black people or just someone.
He throws the nigga thing out. It's like about the white chick too. That's what screwed me up, I think.
He does have a pretty famous white guy voice, which he used in that. So it's like a white guy saying it to a slave.
So they farmed it out to the slaves. All right. Now it's funny. It's the overuse of the nigga thing for white people or anybody that screwed me up a little.
Like now?
Yes.
See if we
you're
go
allowed
for
to
four.
Put an A on it. Come on.
You are?
All right. Yeah. Grandfathered
it's
in.
It's been decreed. Mm-hmm. The College Board, which
like Brian Grazer.
Yeah, Brian Grazer.
The College Board, which runs the SAT college admission test, dropped its plans for an adversity score. We had talked about that this was the new test that everyone's going to get. This is the new score you're going to get.
Grazer, please.
Factor it in.
Yes.
This was an idea of creating a score using a combination of factors like socioeconomic background and you know, rural versus urban versus suburban, all the things of that nature.
Yes.
So the move was in response to pressure from parents and teachers who weren't happy about all the complex life factors being reflected in just this single number.
Well, it's always a bad idea. Here's the slippery slope of all of this shit, which is you start factoring in this person's has Cherokee heritage or made less than $42,000 a year, and people are going to start gaming the system immediately. Mm. People, just like the stupid notes from their doctors and dogs on the plane. You know what I mean? Like your family, your couple, you make $81,000 a year. You start figuring out if you can get that number down. Mm. I mean, it's all over the place. There's schools, like there's an elementary school. You're going to find out about this soon enough,
tell
Brian.
Me. Tell me all about
there's
it.
An elementary school, I don't know, it's Carpenter, and it's over in Studio City. I don't know, maybe Brian Grazer went there back in the day.
It's it's Riverside Drive.
Off of Laurel Canyon and whatever. It's a good school. All right. Yeah. There's a system where people are using addresses.
Gotta be because the district.
The people that live in Hollywood don't want to send their kid to the crap school in Hollywood. They're like the good school, which is over there. So people, there's a whole cottage industry where like people are getting apartment addresses and they're like Russian kids are moving in the apartment. They're using the address of the apartment to be in the district of the way. We immediately go there. Mm. That's what we do. That's human nature. So you start laying out, well, your SAT scores won't be as high if you have some Puerto Rican blood, and people are going to start putting on accents real quick, and they're going to start finding out. And all it does is now you have to vet everybody. So now if you're Carpenter Avenue and some new student shows up, you got to go to their house and like find out where they live and go, are these your clothes and do you sleep here and everything else? There's not enough man hours for that. It's easy to look at an SAT score and go, the guy got 1300. He's not getting in, or he is getting in. Right. You know what I mean? With the minute we start factoring in all the heritage and how much your parents made and all that kind of stuff, it just opens the door for everyone trying to game the system.
Well, it's called a standardized test. The test is the same for everyone.
Right.
You study for the same test. You take the same test, the same time limit, the same room with all these other people. For example, we don't make the test easier for dumb people. You're dumb, you're not going to score as well. So let's make the question easier. No, it's a standardized test. Some people are going to score better, some people score worse.
Right. And I don't know, how broken was it? I mean, this notion.
It's not perfect, but it's a standardized test.
The thing about college is it's kind of like jobs. There's great jobs, and then there's McDonald's jobs. But you can go to McDonald's and get a job. You go to junior college and take some courses.
Yeah, you got your USCs, you got your KUs.
If you like. I don't know, this notion that like everyone, it has to be accessible to everyone all the time. I think it's flawed. People should work for it.
Well, this system is going away. They're going to do something a little different, a different tool that assesses life factors, but it's going to be a separate score. It doesn't get factored into your overall testing.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess that is the compromise. Popeyes has been in the news a lot the last couple of days.
Come on.
Popeyes says they have run out of chicken sandwiches in stores across the country this week, and they thought they ordered enough to keep them going through September. So this chicken joint shared this gut-wrenching news Tuesday. Everybody freaked out. They told TMZ they tried to forecast the demand, but people just went nuts for this. So apparently Popeyes chicken has never had a sandwich, just the chicken tenders or whatever. So then they just made a basic fried chicken sandwich with mayo and pickles and a bun, and people lost their minds. And then Chick-fil-A put out a little tweet kind of stepping to them, and everybody loved the hype that was created.
Joke's on Chick-fil-A though, right?
Yes, it is.
The other place sold out of the burgers.
Yes, it is. They said, like, don't forget about the original, you know, chicken and pickles.
We forgot. That's why they sold out. We forgot about the original.
Not only are they sold out of the sandwich, but a lot of Popeye's locations are out of food, because you're not just showing up and just getting the sandwich and leaving. Give me a couple tenders and fries while you're there, whatever.
No one here knows.
I couldn't tell you, but I live close to one.
The staff here that's not a good sign.
You know where I live.
Living next door to sexual predators and Popeye's. That's what you look for before you move. Before you sign that deeds. Yes, you want Vons, not Johns.
I live next to Johns.
You're buying cactus and
That neighborhood now it's all Ukrainian.
Oh,
it's very fancy.
We'll investigate them. Staff tried to get lunch today. They tried to get the Popeyes.
This was last week, actually. We sent one guy. Everybody wanted at least one sandwich. Gabe went to the first Popeyes, totally sold out. Went to the second Popeyes. It was a 45-minute wait and a 4-sandwich limit per person.
It's insane for a chicken sandwich.
It's a mass-produced chicken sandwich.
Yeah.
We're
just
getting
a chicken sandwich.
Okay.
It'll be back in stores soon, you rubes.
Also, that chicken sandwich has to have 500 more calories than an In-N-Out burger, right?
Oh, yeah. It's deeply breaded and fried. Yeah.
Mm. I'd imagine so.
All right.
So don't worry. I'll let you know when it's back.
Please.
Meanwhile, speaking of people going crazy, China's flagship Costco.
Hold on a second. Popeyes doesn't seem to have any affiliation with Popeye the Sailor, right?
Mm-hmm. No.
And never any...
It's a Louisiana-based...
Yeah. Mm. Where did that come from? And
Is Popeye in the public domain at this point? Brian Grazer might know.
You know Popeye?
I know it all. I mean, I don't know it all, but I know what Popeye is.
You had drinks at the Beverly Wilshire with Popeye?
Yeah. That's where I do it.
You're in the Grand Trina.
I'm not sure
Trader
it's in
Vicks.
Public domain.
Oh, I miss Trader Vicks.
Yeah.
What did it catch Vic's on fire?
No, I thought, didn't it close?
It closed. Vic's was the spot, though. That was the spot where everyone had all the affairs on the, in the Beverly Hills area.
All
where's
right.
the spot now? Where's the hot
well,
spot?
Well, it's always been Shea J's on Ocean Avenue in Santa Monica.
That's good. Well, we wouldn't
know. You know. Yeah, well.
what place? Where?
Called Shea J's.
Shea J's.
Shea J's has been around at least 50 years. And I mean, every movie star has hidden out at Shea J's.
Okay.
That's really good.
I went there once for dinner.
Yeah, there's a lot. Yeah.
I have my
Sand Dabs.
My recollection is they did that thing which I don't like, which is you make your reservation at 7 o'clock.
Oh, yeah.
They're not ready for you. They go, well, perhaps you'd like to lounge in the bar. You go to the bar, and then you order a glass of Pinot, and then a half hour later, they bring you in to be seated, and they charge you $22 for the glass of Pinot. And it's kind of like, hey, man, I was here. Yeah. You weren't ready for me. I went to the bar. You told me to go to the bar, and now you're just running it up.
Yeah.
Like, that one should be on the house.
I'm going on a limb here, and if it dies, we'll just move on. Brian Grazer, have you ever been to Dear John's in Culver City? It's an old Hollywood haunt. The reason I bring it up is it's hot again.
No.
It's like a hot spot.
Yeah, it doesn't surprise me.
It's like a hot spot. I renovated.
Yeah,
like,
those places that transport you to some other world, I mean, old world, are the ones that are popular.
The red booths.
Well, what about the smokehouse over here? Right
Around the corner.
Yeah, to look alike.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We have the origins of Popeye and chicken.
The restaurant's named after the detective Jimmy Popeye Doyle from The French Connection.
I did not see that coming.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
A white guy.
That's so random.
Yeah.
Gene Hackman, French Connection.
Great movie.
Mm-hmm.
Anything to do with Cajun Creole culture?
Did you know that 7-Up, the beverage, is named after Roy Scheider's character in the movie The 7-Ups?
No.
I
made that up.
That was good.
Pretty real,
but that's good, right?
That's why you do a show. That was very good.
Because that came out about the same time. It was another ensemble cop, you know, street movie.
That's right.
It's called The 7-Ups, and I have no idea why it was called The 7-Ups, but Roy Scheider starred in it.
I have another semi-random question that's only appropriate for Brian Grazer.
Wow.
I'm a huge fan of Tom Hulce.
Yeah.
Where is he? You worked with him in Parenthood, is why I'm asking you.
Yeah,
where
love
was he
that
retired?
Movie.
He was Oscar nominated for Amadeus.
Thank you. Thanks.
That movie is it's love and death. It's defending your life. It's like funny with tons of heart.
Just hi, Gary.
I love that movie. Yeah.
Thank you. So thanks. I think you know, so Parenthood was the movie that you're talking about. I think 1989. We did a television series, and Leo DiCaprio was in it. You might know, and it never got picked up. And then we thought we'd try it again, and it did get picked up. We went 100 episodes with it.
Congratulations.
And now we're thinking of doing it actually with Kevin Hart.
Wow.
Oh, really? That makes sense.
Parenthood.
He's got... Yeah.
Oh, Brian.
And what about...
Well, he's funny. He's got a lot of stories. He's great with stories.
Tom Hulce.
Tom Hulce, decades ago... moved to Seattle. And I don't know what he's doing in Seattle. I think he's doing plays or musicals, and I don't know what he does today, but he
was white hot during that time.
He was white hot, and then he decided he wanted to get out of Hollywood, which isn't a bad idea, and he moved to Seattle.
Wow.
Yeah.
Maybe he's running Microsoft. I don't know.
That's possible. So China's flagship Costco outlet opened its doors Tuesday morning and shut them same day. This was in Shanghai. They closed several hours later after the store became mobbed, just absolutely swamped, people brawling over discounted items. I think we have a picture. Just like in America, some Chinese shoppers resorted to brawling over all this stuff, played tug of war with raw chicken. People were going out of their minds. Shoppers queued in checkout lines.
Tug of war with raw chicken.
That's how they do it.
They were waiting for half an hour. It's Shanghai. They were waiting for a half hour to check out. First warning. So the people who were in line started getting text messages warning them to avoid the store during peak hours. At 2, they said, just don't come.
This is a giant sort of cosmic societal rat trap, the Costco, which is like, hey, man, we got cheap. And we got abundant, and
bountiful.
We got bulk, and we got free samples. And it's like, it's the siren song for all the people at their worst. You know what I mean? It is our peanut butter.
It is.
It's them baiting the trap with peanut butter. It's like us going, what's that place? It's huge. What's it got in it? Savings. Mm-hmm. Also has free cheese. Mm-hmm. And you come in and you buy huge, big quantities of stuff that you can bear. You don't need and you can't even carry them, but you save. You save. And everyone's like, I'm coming.
You know what the worst part is? I think Chris can look this up. I think it's the illusion of savings, because I cannot imagine a, let's say, 24-pack of toilet paper at Costco is that much cheaper than a 24-pack that you get on Amazon for Subscribe and
You're
Save.
You're absolutely right.
And you have to pay a membership.
Yes.
And you have to drive there. And you have to park in the infernal parking lot. And have to stand in line.
Throw your hat on the ground next time you yell infernal.
But they have their own gas station.
But what I'm saying is the illusion of saving. Yeah. What are you saving?
Well, because you think if you're buying 48 rolls of paper towels at the same time, you're getting a deal.
Well, you may technically save per unit, mm-hmm. but when you buy like sink sponges in a 48 chub pack and you don't live to use your fourth, then are you bequeathing them to your children?
Yeah.
Like, if you never really get to the bottom of this, you know, 55 gallon drum of Laura Scudder's peanut butter, then did you really save? Like, you do save. Technically, one sponge would be cheaper at Costco than one sponge at the supermarket, whatever.
It's the challenge.
It's cheaper, but you buy so many, do you ever really save? And look, I get it. If you're running an institution or a food truck or something like that, so be it. But I think it basically just speaks to our foibles. It's basically saying, hey, America, we're going to bring out your worst. And China. Yeah. Like, hey, all of society, we're going to speak to the scariest people on the planet and go, like, we're going to take the ugliest Americans and the ugliest world travelers now and go, bulk, free cheese, savings, and then we'll put you in a place and you can duke it out. Thunderdome!
Yes, and it's not just food. They have mattresses, they have clothes, they have and caskets.
It's good quality, but caskets. For God, what?
Yeah. They have everything.
Oh, I know they have caskets, because after I paid $13,000 for my father-in-law's casket, someone just went to Costco and was like, same casket, $9.99.
Yeah.
I was like, really? I wish I was in that casket.
But you have to buy five of them.
My soul's in that
casket. You have to bury the Partridge family.
Man, when your next family member dies, it's bittersweet because you have the casket.
You have the casket. All right, let me hit Castrol Edge. Stronger under pressure. Engines can lose up to 10% of performance due to friction. That's not going to happen with Castrol Edge. It's great. It's three times stronger.
Three times, fool.
That's right. Then leading full synthetic, and they did a viscosity breakdown test on it. Castrol Edge formulated in ways to exceed the best. They beat everybody else in the business, and they have a new and improved formula. It is Castrol Edge. All right, I know Mr. Grazer's got a hard out, so we're going to wrap it down. Why don't we bring it home, Gina Grad?
You got it. I'm Gina Grad, and that's the news.
Gina Grad!
That was the news with Gina Grad.
I'm going to be in Portland tomorrow night with Mario Andretti. Oh, you know, I talked to Mario Andretti about your little movie called Rush, and he was pissed. He was like, hey, man. Because
inaccuracy.
Hunt came in third in that race in Japan in the rainstorm and won the championship. Mm-hmm. But first in that race was Mario Andretti.
Oh my god.
And he was saying they would show the leaderboard and they'd be like second and third and fourth, like, Hunt, is he second or third? He's like, I was first. Why wasn't I on the leaderboard?
Fake news even in the movie.
So he's gonna want to settle your hash next time. I'll talk to him in 24 hours and I'll talk him down. All right,
please.
That'll be tomorrow night. Face to Face, The Art of Human Connection. You can pre-order it now on Amazon. It's out September 17th. Grazer, such an interesting story. We should all hope he bites us in the neck and infects us with whatever is coursing through his veins. And you can go to AdamCarolla.com for all the live shows. And until next time, Adam Carolla for Brian Grazer and Gina Grad and Bald Brian saying mahalo. I like getting paid to sit on a pot and pinch a loaf.
Follow the Adam Carolla Show on Twitter at Adam Carolla Show. Follow Ace on the Twitter at Adam Carolla. You can leave us a voicemail, and we certainly hope you do at 888-634-1744. Subscribe to Take a Knee for a weekly dose of inspiration and motivation. Just click the link at adamcarolla.com. Tickets and info on all the live podcasts, man, your events, books, movies, and more. Go to adamcarolla.com.